Discourse 26, September 29, 1932. Saint Germain. Invocation. O mighty, majestic presence, thou mighty active principle of God, forever endeavoring to press forward into action, into expression. Thou wondrous presence, thou eternal light and boundless wisdom, we give praise and thanks that we now and forever firmly recognize thy all-pervading presence in our minds, worlds, homes, and affairs. No matter what appears, let us stand firm in the recognition of thy wondrous presence. I bring greetings from the great host to you all. The Discourse. At the door of the consciousness of every individual should be engraved forever the words, Be yourself. I mean by that, dependent alone upon that mighty God presence in you. No matter how wonderful the experience that comes through another channel, train the outer self to look to that deeper and truer self, from whom will come that great and deeper expression, satisfying every demand. The disturbance in the outer self and world, in at least 75% of the cases, is due to consciously or unconsciously receiving and acting upon the suggestions of others. If we observe and feel the God presence within, impelling us to action, we can use suggestion many times to get advantage instead of being used by it. This reference is to the outer conditions as one moves about the world in his daily vocation. Of course, this does not apply to true instruction, for truth is not suggestion, and we are supposed to apply truth conscientiously and sincerely. No adverse conditions. Be it now and forever understood that to the student or individual who has become aware of his mighty God presence within and enfolding him, there is no such thing as an adverse condition, no matter what the appearance seems to be. No matter what the appearance of anything seems to be, with the attention fixed upon this recognition, it is impossible for anything but good to come out of every condition. You can see at once how impossible it would be for God to make a condition that would affect himself adversely. No student can attain and maintain his or her freedom from limitation without recognizing and applying this simple yet mighty truth. It is so childish and foolish for one in the recognition of this mighty presence to continue to give power and authority to outer things. After students have entered the conscious path, they should understand that they must keep the conscious guard for their protection, their defense, their deliverance, and know positively that God in them is the one and only directing intelligence. Unwelcome thoughts. It is useless for the sincere student to say, think, or feel that he cannot govern his thought and feeling. I assure you that at first it does take determined watchfulness, but it must be done and there's no getting away from it. If strangers began to open the door and pass through one's home unannounced and unwelcome, I am sure it would not be long until the individual locked the door and, if necessary, placed a notice outside that only those invited might enter, and none without being announced. The same principle can be applied in governing the mental world or world of thought. We can place the sign outside of the magic circle of our active life just as tangibly as we can place it on the outside of the door of our home. The student can say with full authority, God, my mighty I Am presence, surround me with thy mighty magic circle, that not unlike thee may find entrance at any time. See that this is sustained without a break anywhere, and with thy invincible power and wisdom, enable me to govern and qualify eternally all thought and outer action with thy full dominion. Warning, watch this. My heart yearns for the illumination of the student who keeps voicing day after day, week after week, how am I to govern my thought? Why don't these affairs come into shape as I want them to? Why doesn't everything change about as it should? Dear student, let me say this. Because in the first place you have built it, created it in your world. In the second place, every time you say why, when, where, how, or what, you are giving power to the old outer momentum. Stop. Look. Listen. Use the motto that has come forth in your outer expression in the signs on your streets. Stop, look, listen. Every time you are tempted to make a negative statement or admit things less than perfection. Saint Germain's promise of help. I tell you that everyone receiving these instructions who will take their determined stand to govern their thought, feeling, and action will be given boundless help and assistance. Of course, you will understand that thought, feeling, and action are but three expressions of the one force. Instead of allowing yourself to lament over your seeming inability to master the outer, use that energy to conquer the condition by giving it the quality you need for the solution of your problem. Say, by the power of God in me, I can acquire full mastery and do it now. And I positively refuse to give power to outside conditions, persons, places, things, or activities. I have learned to know that there is only God in my life, my mind, my body, my home, my world, and my affairs. In your schoolwork as a child, and most people have had their difficulty with mathematics, when adding up a column of figures, if you did not give your full attention to it, your answer would undoubtedly be incorrect. If your answer was wrong about three times in succession, your attention would be called to the fact in unmistakable terms. So it is necessary for you to take this same determined stand, no matter what the appearances seem to be. If necessary, silently shout to yourself within, I stand firm. There is only God in action in everything with which I am concerned. I am grateful indeed that some are understanding the great necessity for self-correction and are determined to succeed. All who do this will find themselves steadily forging ahead, and time after time have proof of this mighty active presence. This will shortly give them all the faith and courage in the world to place their feet on the neck of the outer self and hold it always subject and obedient to this mighty inner God self. O beloved students, why waver and wobble around any longer? Brace up. Tighten your belt, face and conquer this outer self now, and go forth in that blazing light that will draw around you to the point where you will not have to be concerned about the outer activity by the law of your inner being. It draws to you all harmonious action, love, light, and wisdom, which you will joyously send forth like a mighty river of light, pouring its presence and radiance over those blessed ones who have not yet gained the fullness of the victory. The quick victory. The student who wishes to gain a quick victory over the outer must cease lamenting the outer conditions, because in doing this he is unknowingly giving power to the outer appearance that is holding him in the very condition that he does not want or like. Again, let me remind you, give no power to anything but God in your mind, in your business, in your home, in your world. I trust after this explanation that no student will be so unfaithful to his or her own God presence as to fail to recognize its action in everything he or she desires. The radiance of God be with you all and help you to do this. Phagocytes. It will not be long until the students of this work will settle down to commanding the little workers in every part of the body, to enable them to do wonderful things in the body. It might be a very powerful expression to use, mighty master self within. Command and direct the little inner workers of my mind and body, and see that they produce perfection in every organ and part, and see that this constant constructive process is sustained and maintained continuously. Renewal of the body. With this understanding, it should be very easy for each one to experience complete renewal of the body within a year. The fact is that there is no imperfection in any part or organ of the body which you have not placed there through your thought. Therefore, you see how easy it is to stop that wrong thought activity and change it into building the perfection instead of the imperfection. Now here we come to a most vital point. The natural, inherent tendency within the life principle of the individual is perfection, therefore constructive. So when you turn your attention to the constructive principle, you return again to the building of that perfection which you had left, and therefore have 100-to-1 odds in your favor for its accomplishment. Resentment. Where there is resentment toward a person, place, condition, or thing in the outer, you are but heaping fuel on the fire and binding it closer to you. The minute people resent, criticize, condemn, hate, or blame, they are creating with tremendous speed more of the same thing to chain them that much longer in the bedraggled garments of limitation. Gossip. This is an urgent warning. I am going to say something to you, dear students, that to some may be shocking, but it must be said. Could individuals see how they clothe themselves when they wallow in vicious or unkind thought or gossip? They would scream for deliverance. For I assure you, I would not stain the consciousness of your great God presence by attempting to voice such a description. If we really know that there is only God in action in all our outer experience, we can readily see how perfectly ridiculous it is for anyone to permit the outer to lament about anything. For the real student, the blessed student who sincerely wants to know the truth, will face it, no matter what it is, buckle on his or her armor of that mighty God presence within and conquer it, no matter how fierce the battle. But if at all times he keeps himself reminded that there is only God in action here all the time, he will find the otherwise great struggle diminished 1,000-fold. For yourselves and the students who receive this instruction, everything is tending to draw the power to the topmost center, and a wise statement is, God, the mighty I Am Presence, see that the energy in my body is perfectly balanced throughout my mind and body. God, see that this person, place, or condition is harmonious in action here right now. Arise and go to the Father is marvelous for business conditions especially. For a sense of tiredness, I absorb the mighty presence and energy of my God Self, and it expresses as alertness, joy, and abundant activity in my outer life and affairs. God is my energy, expressing in my outer activity right now. All supply. If there seems to be an absence of anything, God in you is the creator and supplier of it. Instantly give the command that God does supply it abundantly right now. Mrs. Ballard, just an idea that came to me to say, this is God's diamond palace. Now you get back to your right place in the universe and be quick about it. To Donald, it is so important to watch your feelings. I had a student once who had a similar condition, and I told him to say to everything, God bless you. He had remarkable results, for the continued use of this statement is a powerful force acting and builds a condition in which everything blesses you. Warning. I tell you, you cannot imagine until you get the freedom of the inner vision what a few moments of inharmonious thought will draw you into in an unexpected moment. There is another reminder. Say to your outer self, you know the law. This is the wrong thing to do. You must obey if you want me to help you. Often it takes just a little encouragement and inner radiation to give the inner strength to rise out of a thing. The difficulty with students, as a rule, is that they do not grab a thing quickly enough, for the first and most important thing is to refuse it admittance. Individuals are so prone to look at the outer things as so important and tangible, when the inner things are far more tangible. The tangible presence of the Ascended Masters. There has been a very sincere desire on the part of a number of students to experience our tangible presence, but just because they do not see us is no reason they do not feel our tangible presence. We are just as tangible as you are to each other, but the students do not qualify the idea of us with that same tangibility. We are here, but it is your consciousness that has not yet opened the door. When you enter the conscious path, you must have more faith. You must have conscious knowing, conscious qualifying, for you are the one at the helm. Mastery. Get this hint. When one feels the presence, if one would instantly qualify that feeling with the idea of the tangible, visible presence, it might do wonders. No mastership is ever gained without this. There is a constant need of recognizing that each one is the person who is qualifying this energy. Mastery means continual, conscious command of perfection. You must take the reins now. There is no reason in the world that you should not all have perfection in your physical bodies right now. For any human being on earth to think that God will intrude his perfection when the individual is constantly generating and using negative and destructive forces is perfectly preposterous. Destructive force is a form of positive force, while negative force but opens the door to some other destructive force than what one has generated for oneself. The destructive force is intensely dynamic. Constructive force is always dynamic and is 1,000 times more powerful, for that is its natural element and activity. This is in regard to a picture flashed to Mr. Ballard's consciousness in which he was shown an activity that had begun at that time. The destructive activity of thought. The Ascended Masters have never thought it wise to give forth too much of what takes place through the destructive activity of thought. But I think you and your students are strong enough to withstand it. And I will say this much. You have all seen the golden sparks in the air. In a fit of anger, resentment, or intense condemnation, the thought clothes that atomic structure about the individual, and nature propels it forth with great force, affecting persons who might unknowingly have their doors open, charging conditions and things to an extent of which they have little conception. This force generated goes out, and while fragments of it may find lodgment, its accumulation through momentum returns and hovers within the etheric atmosphere of its creator. When the above condition is about an individual, is it any wonder that things go wrong with him? That is how some great wrong or crime committed in an environment registers there with great vividness, and is why sensitive individuals going into the place or environment often feel or see, or both, the condition left there. Mrs. Ballard. I saw Mr. Ballard on the sand at a distance, and after he had been standing still for some moments, he moved away a few steps and stooped down. The place where he had been standing was filled with a bluish-white light, which did not move over to where his physical body was until some few seconds later. Saint Germain. The etheric body does not always move as quickly as the physical, especially when there is a relaxed, harmonious condition of the mind and a feeling of peace. In such cases, it is sometimes quite distinct from the physical. Mrs. Ballard. I saw a continual movement in the atmosphere as we looked over the lake. Saint Germain. That was the cosmic etheric activity. The Love Star. You cannot give the attention to the Love Star or the Ascended Host without getting a response. Devotion is a wonderful way to reach through, because devotion is a form of intensified love. The Master Jesus and others of the Ascended Host. While beloved Jesus and others of the Ascended Host will come forth in active service, I think it more powerful for the students to understand that the coming forth of this mighty presence of the Christ this time is the illumining of that presence in the individual, because it is already there. Poise. Poise is really rest. The feelings should always be held in poised restraint. One should watch oneself always for poise in speech, feelings, and action. We should all learn to move quickly without hurry or irritation. This is poise in action. All students must acquire this at some time, for they become the embodiment of controlled force. In all students' lives, there come times when an occasion demands speedy action, and if one is acting with poise, the mind does not become confused. Then the inner direction can come forth, with its attendant ability to do whatever is required. In this way, the feelings are kept quiet, and the mind clear to receive its right direction and carry it out. This is why sensitive individuals naturally, in doing work in the outer where there is no noise or confusion about them, accomplish a great deal, scarcely knowing that they are doing it. The vibratory action of noise strikes the mental atmosphere, creating disturbance, and unless the consciousness takes control of it, causes a leak in the marvelous stream of energy flowing. Benediction. Mighty presence of God, we give praise and thanks for thy gracious outpouring today, for the radiant host that are giving of their life, healing, poise, wisdom, and power in great unending streams to the sincere students who are looking to the light. We thank thee.